Read the great poets. What good is life without music? But that's impossible. One shuffle has always led to another. One man hears it start on his lathe, a mother beats her eggs. There's a typewriter in the next room. Two cars are angry at each other. The baby downstairs is wet again. I remember the voice of a dead friend. Everything speaks at the same time. Music will watch us drown. I write letters to all those from whom I receive, and to many of those from whom I don't. I read books, anything, useless piles of random, insufferable rubbish, for which, in my torpid panic, I fall through time and space each day in my foolish way, remembering only the present feeling, not the village with its face of death, nothing to be carried secretly in a car. I move from the stiff-backed chair to the brown, leather one as the day wears on, and then finally the couch, allowing the spirit to leave the broken body and wander at will. Lately, it's a pasture of Holsteins she longs for. There's a certain point in each evening when I have to put on some really soul-shattering rock and roll music and comb my hair into this special caveman fright wig. I've done as much as $2 or even $3 worth of damage to my apartment in 1 hour of all stops pulled Bacchic, Dionysian celebration, and revolution in this great, dull life. So fascinating, it hypnotizes you and then puts you to sleep, only to never know the ending. It's strange, though. No one ever complains. Is it what I feared all along? We are playing the same song, and no one has ever heard anything. People read poems like newspapers, look at paintings as though they were excavations in the city center, listen to music as if it were rush hour condensed. They don't even know who's invaded whom, what's going to be built there, when, if ever. They get home. That's all that matters to them. They get home. They get home alive. So what? It's been burgled. The heirlooms, mother's rings, father's cufflinks. They go to a distant island and get robbed there. It's the same everywhere. Read the great poets. Listen to the great composers. It's the same everywhere. The masters, the thieves.